When a kindergarten teacher catches two boys fighting, each one of them starts yelling, "He started first!" What each one of them is saying is, "I'm only defending myself. Therefore, don't look at me that I beat him up. Really, I am the victim here." In the ancient world, there were rituals when people would sacrifice themselves. Today, we also do that, just not in the literal sense. We don't have the courage to actually sacrifice ourselves, but we sacrifice ourselves in the eyes of others. We declare ourselves to be sacrificed by someone. "I am a sacrificial lamb. I'm a victim. And therefore, I expect everyone to sympathize with me, to come to my side." But this is not it. From our childhood, we are taught that aggression is bad, but for self-defense, the use of force is not only permitted, but necessary. Therefore, if I declare myself as a victim, no one can stop me. I can beat up whoever I want. And this applies to children in kindergartens, to adults in their workplace, to social classes of people in a society, and to countries. In the US, we have groups of people competing for the title of a bigger victim. On the world stage, it is enough for a country to announce itself a victim to gain a moral justification for attacking someone. In Europe, Jewish pogroms began with blood libels, which means that people were saying the Jews are killing them and they wanted to, as they said, defend themselves. "We are the victims," they said. Hitler wanted to exterminate all the Jews in order to protect the world from the Jewish domination. He said he is the victim. And the Jews were the aggressors. Like in a kindergarten. "He started first!" For people who grew up in the Western world, the claim of victimhood gives them the right to use force. Any force. This is why this claim is so dangerous. Psychologists, life coaches, and motivational speakers will tell you, don't feel like a victim of the situation. Don't consider yourself to be a victim of others, because making yourself into a victim is not good for you. Now we see that making yourself into a victim is not good and even dangerous. Also for the world around you. The Lubavitcher Rebbe did not want Jewish schools to have curriculums dedicated to the Holocaust. It is necessary to study the tragedy that killed 6 million Jews. It is a part of our recent history. But we can learn this in the course of our general history without placing special emphasis on it. The Rebbe did not want Jewish children to feel like victims. The Rebbe was against special curriculums on anti-Semitism in Jewish schools. You obviously need to learn about anti-Semitism, but don't focus the Jewish education on it. We are not victims. Jews, like no one else, have a million reasons to call themselves victims. But we Jews were able to survive and thrive because, thanks to our tradition, we keep refusing to see ourselves as victims. Avoiding the title of a victim is good for you. It is good for the society around you. And it is good for the world. Peace.